Without further ado, I would like to ask Sayyid Amir Bahbahani from Canada, our very own, to come to the podium, inshallah, and to deliver today's lecture. Bibarakat salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bihi nasta'in, innahu khayrun nasirin wa mu'in, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa maulana, حبيبنا وحبيب إلهنا القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واغفر ذنوبي كلها بحرمة محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. قال الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ أخذ ربك من بني آدم من ظهورهم ذريتهم وأشهدهم على أنفسهم ألست بربكم قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين وقال الله تعالى في كتاب مبين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم عسري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات خد فهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear brothers and sisters. It was a blessing for me to take time in order to prepare a lecture for this beautiful night, Walada of Hazrat Zainab, Salamullah alayha, and especially preparing the words of his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, the one who raised and educated Zainab al-Kubra, Salamullah alayha. And inshallah, we go through the saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen, which is Hikmah number 3 in Nahj al-Balagha of Sayyid al-Sharif al-Radhi. The ultimate goal of Islam, which I want to quickly review as an introduction of my lecture, the ultimate goals of Islam is in order to have a ground ready for all human beings to be able to improve and realize their potential at their highest capacity. This is the ultimate goal. And indeed, for this to happen, for this ground to be ready and to be realized, we need Allah's government be established on earth. And also for this to happen, we need to fight the enemy, we need to be jihadi people, we need to sacrifice many things that we have for the cause of Allah. So sometimes this fight is with sword, sometimes this fight is with clarifying the truth, clarification of some of the darkness that is getting human being inside and shining the light over the truth for many people around the world. So in surah that I just recited for you, the surah Al-A'raf, verse 172, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here take promise and make all human beings to confess And he asked human being, who is your Rabb? Is it not me? And everyone says, yes, it is you. So this happened in Alam Azhar. This has happened before the creation of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took confession from all of us, make us testify that He is only and only God and the creator of us, and He is the only that we have to worship. This is one of the misal, this is one of the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran. Another promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in Quran about is the next ayah that I recited for you. The ayah 81 of Surah Ali Imran. Just adding to what I just said about Allah asking, Alastu Rabbikum, asking all human beings, is it not me your Rabb, your educator, your creator? We have many hadiths from Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that the first person that answered Bala, that answered yes, is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. And that's why his ranking compared to other Nabi and Rasul, other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the highest level, as we could see. So the next ayah, verse 81 of Surah Al-Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ. So when you look at the narrations that is interpreting this verse, it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took promises from all Nabiyeen, from all prophets before, and all awliyaullah, and some narration says even Shi'ayan, that means the followers of the last prophet, the Shia. That what? This is what? That lama ma'akum latu'minunna bihi wa latansurunna. Not only believe and have iman in the prophecy of the last prophet, no, and also Vilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib, which is said in the narrations, that this confession and this promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from all the prophets and all Shi'ayan, the followers of last prophet, is about the believing in prophecy of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Vilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib. Not only believing, but it says وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّ, and helping them for what? What are we supposed to help our prophet and our imam for? As I said, the ultimate goal of Islam is we need Allah's government be established on earth. So we have to fight the enemy. And this is a promise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from us. And that's why we have the love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart. Is in exchange of that confession and that promise that we made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help, not only believing, to help our imam in order to establish the governments of Allah on earth. That's why we have the hub, we have the love of Ahlul Bayt in our heart, and we've been blessed by being guided towards the right path. And I brought some of the hadiths that explain what I just said, but just because my friend just, the Department of Commanders, they told me we don't have much time, so I'm just try let you to go and inshallah read the tafasir that explain the interpretation of Quran, explaining by the narrations. There's many interpretation of Quran, just bringing the narration that it says about each ayah. So next point that I want to make is what is the meaning of ma'soom? Alhamdulillah, my brother did a very short clip and explained it very wisely. That is not the meaning that we translate ma'soom to infallible. No. Infallible is a wrong translation of ma'soom. Infallible means someone that cannot sin. And this is not what we say about Ahl Bayt. Ma'soom is the one that will not commit sin, that don't commit sin. And why is that? So there is a very much deeper meaning in ma'soom. The word ma'soom means the people who have fully established the governance of Allah within themselves. This is ma'soom. Ma'soom is someone that established the governance of Allah within himself. Referring to the hadith that has been popular as saying the hadith Qurbul Nawafil or Qurbul Fara'iz. In this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one that do recommended action, the word in Arabic is nafila. Some ulama interpret the nafila as the layl, salatul layl, the salat during the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one that do salatul layl or recommended action will get closer to me in a fastest pace. Until where? Until his hand become Allah's hand. His legs becomes Allah's legs. His eyes becomes Allah's eyes. What it means? That means he sees what Allah wants him to see. He say what Allah wants him to say. In even in a version of that hadith in Usul al-Kafi, he says, in his intellect even become what Allah wants him to think. So this is what it means, ma'soom. Ma'soom is the one that fully established the government of Allah within himself. And there is another characteristic of ma'soom, which ma'soomin are the leaders for paving the ground for the realization of Allah's government on earth. So not only he already fully established the governments of Allah within him, but he do jihad and he do everything that is possible in order to paving the ground, in order to establish Allah's government on earth. So this is my end of my introduction. With this, we're going to go into Nahj al-Balagha to see what Amir al-Mu'mineen says. And my brother and sister, with the inshallah, if you pay attention to how we're going to interpret this beautiful saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam, you will see that we are facing a very deep ocean of knowledge when we read ahadith and narration of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And unfortunately, there is lots of responsibility on our shoulder. There is lots of undone task that has to be done. There's so many rich knowledge and education that we could extract from the narrations of Ahlul Bayt that we didn't pay attention, unfortunately, and we have to pay attention to this. I had this quote from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about Nahj al-Balagha, which inshallah I will recite in another time, but I want to say what Imam Khomeini hafizahullah says about Nahj al-Balagha in a very brief reviewing of his lectures. He talked about Nahj al-Balagha in many of his lectures, but what he says in what he said in brief is that Nahj al-Balagha is a book that belongs to all Muslims. Nahj al-Balagha is a book that is the qibla for our intellectual hopes. Nahj al-Balagha is a book that has social life lessons for all Muslims, is needed today more than ever, teaches us how to defeat the enemy, internal or external enemies, manifest justice in all its statements, invites human towards piety, forms the basis for the system of the Islamic Republic of Iran. If you ask ulama, what was the center pillar of revolution, they will say the book of Nahj al-Balagha. Nahj al-Balagha was this pillar of the revolution of Islamic Republic of Iran. And also, Imam Khomeini Hafizullah says Nahjul Balagha is the book that is a character building and society building, contains the most eloquent word of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and has to be known and appreciated very much. So what I want to emphasize today is Nahjul Balagha is the book that shows us to how fight with the enemy. Enemy inside or outside. In this beautiful saying that I'm going to talk to you about tonight, in the first glimpse when we see the hikmah, when we see the saying, we think, oh, this is just a couple of akhlaqi advice that Imam Ali says. No. When we look at it, as my brother just mentioned, sometimes when we come out and look the bigger picture, we understand more. And is exactly this what's happening in some of the hikmah of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When we look at all the advices that he gives in this saying, all together we see these are related, and these are being addressed to persons, to people that want to become revolutionary, that want to make changes in their society. I'm just going to read the saying, and inshallah we'll start to delve depth into it. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وقال أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام البخلؤار والجبن منقصة والفقر يخرس الفتن عن حجته والمقل قريب في بلدته والعجز آفة والصبر شجاعة والزهد ثروة والورع جنة. Translation says, miserliness is shame, cowardice is a defect, poverty disable an intelligent man from arguing his case, and a destitute person is a stranger in his hometown. Helplessness is a disease or is a pest. Resistance is bravery. Renouncing dunya, which is zuhd, is the greatest wealth, and al-wara'a is the best shield. So inshallah, we'll see how Imam alayhi salam is exactly pointing to some attributes that if you pay attention, is the attributes of someone that wants to be revolutionary and make change in society. In the first two, Imam pointing out to bukhl and jubn, miserliness and cowardice. So about bukhl, about miserliness, Imam telling us, we talked about not only about someone that is greedy money-wise, or we don't talk about only wealth, we talk about someone mentally to be greedy. This person will never think about helping society. Someone that is greedy, someone that is only think about his own comfort and his own benefit, will never take a step in order to solve problems in society. And we need to have simple lifestyle, like our leader Imam Khomeini Hafizullah is one of the example of these days, that he is in the toughest level. He is the leader of the government, but his lifestyle is as simple as normal people. So yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say do not go after money and don't make money. No, he says to go make money, go accumulate your wealth, but spend it for Allah's cause. And imagine a family that lives in a simple life and spend their wealth for Allah's cause, what kind of children will raise in this family? The children that will raise in this family, they're going to be revolutionary. Why? Because they're not going to be after accumulating wealth. They're going to be after solving problems in society. They're not going to be after only their own benefit and be greedy. No, they're going to be after helping neighbors and others in society. And next one, fearful person. For sure, someone that is fearful, someone that is coward, cannot be revolutionary. We need courage. Someone that wants to be revolutionary needs to be courageous, right? So, in another letter, Imam Ali alayhi salam, letter number 53, he wrote this letter to Malik Ashtar when he became government of Egypt. You know, like Allama Tabatabai, how he interpret Quran with Quran, we try to interpret some of the saying of Imam Ali in Nahjul Balagha with his own saying in Nahjul Balagha. This is a very beautiful way that my teacher, Sheikh Mirza Sadiqi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he did it, and Alhamdulillah, we have books and his lecture ready. We could listen to him and learn. Imam Ali alayhi salam says to Malik Ashtar, not only do not be bakhil, don't be greedy or don't be miser among the miser. No, he doesn't say this. He says, do not choose the bakhil ones, do not choose those ones that are miser, those ones that are greedy among the people that you consolidate with. Do not take consultation from these kind of people. Why? He says, because they will keep you back from being generous and caution you against destitution. And also he says, nor a coward. Don't take a coward as your as your advisor. Why? Because he would make you feel too weak for your affairs. And at the end it says the reason. It says, فَإِنَّ الْبُخْلَ وَالْجُبْنَ وَالْحِرْسَ قَرَائِزٌ شَتَّى يَجْمَعُ سُوءُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. That these attributes, greed, cowardness, and miserliness, these are from having unfavorable opinion towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سُوءُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. And سُوءُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ, it means you go towards kufr. The next characteristic, the next attribute of Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning here is وَالْفَقْرُ يَخْتَرِسُ الْفَتِنَ عَنْ حُجَّةِ. Poverty disables an intelligent man from arguing his case. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, we don't talk about poverty as wealth. We talk about the feeling of poverty towards the wealth of dunya. If this feeling of being poor is entering our heart, we cannot say the truth. If we are depending or we are attached to the wealthy and to the people in power in a society that is corrupted, we cannot go against them and make a revolution, making change of society happening. So Imam alayhi salam is encouraging us to speak the truth no matter the circumstances. And even in verse of Quran 268, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Baqarah says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَاقْرِ وَيَعْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَى. It is shaitan that threatens you with poverty and orders you to immorality. So, and Allah promises you forgiveness. This is the rest of the ayah. So the point is, my brother and sister, in order to speak the truth, we cannot speak the truth if we are dependent to wealth, if we are attached to wealthy people in a corrupted society, if we are attached to people in power. In order to be able to say the truth, we have to gain our independency from wealthy and powerful people of such a society. The next phrase, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Al-muqillu qareebun fi baljati." Very interesting interpretation. He says, and a destitute person is a stranger in his hometown. Just saying for my brother that studied in Hoza, in Farsi, this is a little bit maybe in translating English, it's going to be hard to understand. علم بلاغت در واقع در مورد چگونگی استفاده از کلمات برای رساندن منظور در علم بلاغت. وقتی ما اسناد خبری میاریم، یعنی جمله خبری استفاده میکنیم، 10 منظور داره. یکی از منظوراش حزن و اندوهه. So in the rhetoric knowledge of Arabic language, when we use such a phrase that Imam used here, we actually expressing sorrow and grief. So Imam, what he says here, he says Imam is so sorrowful and sorry for such a society that a poor person, because of his poverty, he's been left out. Even his relative doesn't give importance to him because he's poor. But there is another meaning that we get from this saying of Imam. That do not be afraid of the greatness of your enemy. How? Because in that such a society that people are after the wealthy people, these kind of soldiers around them, they are after money. You don't want this kind of soldier to be around you to make a revolution for the path of truth. So do not be afraid because they are popular or they get more likes. Even if you are in little number, do not be afraid, because those people that are after the wealth and power, they are not a good soldier for us. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
The next phrase, Imam said, wal ajzu afatun. Ajz, helplessness, is a pest, is a disease. That means I cannot do it. This is the biggest obstacle for you accomplishing your goals. Once said that failure is not the cause of losing confidence, but losing confidence is the cause of failure. And we're not talking about confidence, just a hallucination confidence that we force to our brain to imagine that we are confident, we are good. No, we're talking about a confidence that it comes and is relying on a planning, hard working, and a belief. This is the confidence that we're talking about. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, he had a speech before the revolution took place, and he was addressing to the youth and the ulama at that time. He was saying, it is due to our inefficiency that we assume the possibility as to be impossible. That means it is our lack of confidence, it is our inefficiency that we think we cannot throw the regime of Shah, and we think this is impossible. So self-confidence and efficiency comes through hard work, relying on thinking well, planning well, and also having a belief system that is strong and the right belief in order to go forward and go with powerful strength toward your goal and accomplishments, inshallah, to be the best servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next powerful sentence of Imam Ali alayhi salam in this saying is wasabru shuja'. Sometimes, most of the time, we see that sabr has been translated to patient. But I'm going to tell you, sabr is, it must be translated in English to resistance. Resistance is bravery. If you look at in Quran, shuja'a never been mentioned. The word shuja'a, bravery, never been mentioned. But sabr has been mentioned more than 103 times. Yes, different meanings. They said 8 different meanings that it's been sabr has been used in Quran, meaning about sabr in, for example, resisting in the time of calamities, in the battle, in your spiritual journey, or those unmarried people, it's been suggested to them to do sabr, to be patient, to resist. But what all they have in common is that there is a meaning of resistance within them. And what it means, bravery? Bravery, it means that you stay steadfast in the battlefield until you defeat the enemy. If you have a brave man that comes in one day and start fighting with the enemy, and the next day goes in his house and left and leave the army, this is not bravery. This is not going to be useful. Resistance is bravery. When you're fighting in a battlefield, who's going to win? The victory is with the one that resists the most in the battlefield. So we have two kind of enemy: Jihad al-Akbar and Jihad al-Asghar. Jihad al-Akbar, which is the enemy we're talking about within ourselves. Jihad al-Asghar is in the battlefield. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse of Surah Anfal, verse number 65 says, Ya ayyuha al-Nabi, harriz al-mu'minun ala al-qital. O Prophet, urge the believers to the battle. In yakun minkum 20 sabirun. Look. 20 sabirun. That means if you are 20 steadfast, those ones that are resistant, you will be victorious against 200. And if you are 100 of steadfast mu'mineen, you will be victorious against thousands of kuffar. Why? At the end of the ayah it says, بَأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Because kuffar are that group that they don't know what they do. They don't understand. But mu'mineen, they know what they do. They know that they are fighting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that they are fighting for the truth. And that what makes them to be more resistant. That's what makes them steadfast in the path of fighting the enemy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Jihad al-Akbar, Jihad with the Saf, we have many, many narrations, but just pointing to this beautiful narration that you probably heard before. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّبْرِ فَإِنَّ السَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ كَالرَّأَسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I suggest you to have sabr, resistance. Because resistance for iman is like the head for a body. If a body doesn't have a head, there's no use of it. Same thing for iman. If the iman does, if sab doesn't be along the iman, iman will not be last. So he says the rest of, I just said it, the rest of the hadith. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي جَسَدٍ لَا رَأْسَ مَعَ وَلَا فِي إِيمَانٍ لَا صَبْرَ مَعَ. Same thing the Prophet ﷺ says. So get into this point. Look what Imam Ali is referring to. Sabr is the shuja'a. Shuja'a we need it in the battlefield. In the battlefield, you need to be resistant in order to be brave and fight the enemy and be victorious. But you have to be clever. You have some weaknesses. Enemies also have some weaknesses. You have to take that battlefield in a field that you resist the most. You have to take that fight in a field that you can resist more than your enemy. This is clever fighting. This is fighting with strategy, with intelligence. The next two advice, the last two advice, I'm just going to finish with this. Last two advice was zuhdu sarwatun wal wara'u jannah. So yes, again, we have problems with translation of terminology, my brothers and sisters. We need you guys that know English in order to properly translate these words. As zuhd is not asceticism. It's not asceticism. Asceticism means a lifestyle that characterized by abstinence of sensual pleasure. And this is not zuhd. Islam doesn't tell us do not have any pleasure in this world with the blessings of Allah. No. Islam tells us, inshallah, I will read the hikmah of Imam Ali in order to describe this, the zuhd. But let me tell you before, zuhd came in Quran once. In Surah Yusuf, verse 20, it says,
وشروا بثمن بخس دراهم معدودة وكانوا فيه من الزاهدين. That means the brother of Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf عليه السلام وعلى نبينا. Their brothers, they sold Yusuf for very little price. Quran says, and those were content with a little. That means they were zahideen. They sold Yusuf very cheap. But when we come to akhlaqi version, this is not the meaning of zuhd. When we talk the attributes of a human being, is not this zuhd that we mean. Look, Imam Ali says in Hikmah 439, it said, "الزهد كله بين كلمتين من القرآن." قال الله سبحانه وتعالى. Zuhd is between the two expressions that Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in Quran. First, لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم. Do not be distressed about what you lost or you didn't gain. And what? وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. And do not be overjoying about what you gained and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to you. So this is zuhd. Not troubling when you gain or when you lose. So, facing the enemy. When you face the enemy comes after our weaknesses. What is our weaknesses? Our attachments. Our attachments is our weaknesses. So if you want to be victorious and defeat the enemy, you need to have zuhd. You need to not be attached except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have attachment, enemy will point to that and use it as your weaknesses in order to defeat you. We're talking about internal enemy or external enemy, both. And look at the next phrase, I'm finishing with this, is the last phrase, is wara. Again, wara has been translated piety, but wara, what it means, it says, but by Imam Ali alayhi salam in another khutbah, وَلَا وَرَعَ كَالْوُقُوفِ عِنْدَ الشُّهْبَةِ. Wara is nothing else but inaction when you face doubtful situation. When you come into a doubtful decision, you don't know is haram, halal, is it, I'm going to make haram action, you have to stop there. Why? Because the enemy, if he didn't find weaknesses in you, he want to create weakness for you. How is he going to create weakness for you? He's going to create doubtful situation in order to create weakness with you. And if we are okay, inshallah is not haram, I go to this majlis, inshallah, I talk with these people, inshallah, I eat this food, I eat. Shaitan or the other enemies, they will use you and create so easily weaknesses for you. So wara', Imam alayhi salam says, al-wara'u junna. What it means, junna? Shield, protection. Wara' is a protection, is a shield against enemy. So I just want to quickly go to all what we cover, very quickly, briefly, inshallah, with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. This quick review is tell you what we said until now. Inshallah, we understand what really imams means in order pointing these 8 attributes in order to say if you want to be revolutionary, if you want to change the things in your society, if you want to defeat the enemy, you have to gain these attributes. Inshallah, we gain these attributes with the loudest salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So first of all, we see so many problems in society. If we only locked in our own comfort zone, we cannot be revolutionary and changing the society. So we have to not only think about ourselves. So al-bukhlu arun means miserliness is shame. and be courageous. Someone that is fearful cannot be revolutionary. Coward, Imam Ali Aleyhisselam said, "Wal jubnu man qasatun." Cowardice is a defect. The next one, say the truth, be truthful, and in order you to be truthful and saying the truth, you have to be independent from wealthy and people in power. وَيَفْتَرِغُ يُخْرَسُ الْفَتِنَ عَنْ حُجَّتِهِ means poverty, disabled and intelligent man from arguing his case. وَالْمُقِلُّ قَرِيمٌ فِي بَلْدَتِهِ if you see in your society, in that corrupted society, people are after wealthy people, that the wealthy people are popular, do not be afraid of their greatness. Do not lose your confidence because they are popular and you are not. Because these kind of people, they're after money, they're not after the guy. So you don't want this kind of soldier. A destitute man is a stranger in his own town. وَالْعَجْزُ عَافَةٌ believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. However, this confidence should be gained by thinking, planning, and acting and having a right and strong belief. Helplessness is a pest. وَالصَّبْرُ شُجَاعَةٌ analyze your enemy's weakness. Analyze your enemy's weakness and get the battle in the field that you resist the most. Fight with cleverness, fight with intelligence. Resistance is bravery. وَالزُّهْدُ سَرْوَةٌ do not have weakness. Where weakness comes from dependency and attachments. The zuhd is the greatest wealth. And وَالْوَرَعُ جُنَّةٌ be careful and be wise and prudent when it comes to doubtful situation where enemy try to create weakness for you in doubtful situation by using doubtful situation. Al-Wara is the best shield of defense. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.